The BC government hopes its latest financial budget will coax first-time homebuyers into the market. It says the purchase of a newly built home valued up to $750,000 will now be exempt from property transfer tax. This will save a buyer up to $13,000. So how useful is this move? We've convened a mini house party this morning. Joining us on the line is mortgage broker Don Stefanishin. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
And with us in studio is prospective home buyer David Kemp. He's now carrying a student debt and is articling at a Kelowna law firm. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Don, let's start with you. What's changed here?
The government of British Columbia has just waived the tax on brand new builds in British Columbia with a price tag of up to $750,000.
Okay, was there property transfer tax on new builds at all before? I mean, was there a threshold before, or is this a brand new initiative?
Yes, there was a threshold for first-time buyers only, and that was up to $475,000 in British Columbia. So the new rules will be all buyers of brand new homes.
Okay. How many people will, in reality, will this affect?
Any of the buy-up market, I guess, if they're going to be looking at a new construction. But I don't think our first-time buyers are going to be buying up to $750,000.
Most of them, anyway. Okay.
No.
Well, we have a first-time a home buyer with us. David, good morning again. And now, you are from Kelowna?
Yeah, that's right.
You went to school in Vancouver?
I did so.
You moved back to Kelowna. Let's talk about why you did that first.
Well, yeah. So when I first went down there, for law school in 2012. And my intention at the time was to stay down there, to live down there, to work down there, and probably stay there for 10 years, 12 years, get some experience, whatnot. And at the time, as far as I remember, there just wasn't a whole lot going on in Kelowna. And actually, in the last probably 5 years, things have ratcheted up a lot, and I came back and worked in Kelowna 2 or 3 summers ago and started seeing a community I wanted to be a part of. And that compounded by the fact that when you start actually taking a serious look at it, how much money you're going to make in Vancouver versus how much real estate was, it wasn't an option.
Now, I don't want to pry, but in general, what kind of price point are you looking at when it comes to purchasing a new home?
I mean, I believe in only using what I actually need, so it's not really a question of affordability, although affordability definitely comes into it. I'd probably be looking at roughly $250,000 to $290,000.
Okay.
I'd probably be looking at a 2-bedroom apartment somewhere near downtown. So probably anything under $300,000, but realistically that's going to be pretty close to the upper twos.
And so when you look at the change in the budget, does this affect you at all?
No. In fact, I'd like to meet the person who this does affect, who's buying a house for the first time at $750,000.
Were you hoping for anything else in the budget that would have helped you?
I don't know. I don't know where to start. I'm no real expert on this. One of the big concerns that me and I know a lot of my colleagues and other people have are just student debts. That's one of the biggest things. And so I already know that I'm going to have $4,000 to $5,000 going out the door just in interest payments, not even talking about servicing the actual loan. So it makes it tough to even build up a down payment, I guess.
Don, how common is that you hear from first-time homebuyers?
It is very common. Most of first-time buyers are educated and have university degrees, but they do have the student debt. So one of the examples that we would love to see is the government to allow first-time buyers to go to a 30-year repayment.
As opposed to?
25 years is the limit for first-time buyers with 5% or less than 20% down.
Now, it used to be 40 years, did it not?
It did in 2006. It was 40 years, and then in 2008 it was shortened to 35, and then it's gone down again in 2011 to 25-year repayment.
And what that does is increase the monthly burden, the monthly payment for home buyers. Is that right?
Yes, it does.
It's interesting that these two policy issues are tied in together, one being student debt and the other being housing incentives. How much do you think the government sees that entanglement, Dawn?
I don't think they understand. You know, the government of Canada has put rules in place against student debt and how much we must use for payments on qualifications. So they're not just using interest only anymore. They're actually using an amortized payment. So that, in effect, is also reducing the amount first-time buyers can borrow because of their student loan repayment.
We heard from David that he's moved back to Kelowna because, in part, housing prices in Vancouver are so high. How much are you hearing that from your clients?
Oh, a lot in the Vancouver market. A lot of the professionals just simply can't afford to stay. The rent, you know, if they're renting, the house is being sold, and, you know, they're having to move farther and farther out of the city, so it doesn't make sense for the commute as much anymore.
David, what's your time frame looking for a new place?
I mean, I'm here for the long term, so looking at rent prices are actually going nuts in Kelowna right now. It's a less than 1% vacancy rate is what I've heard, and that's my experience as well. So you could look up to $1,500 for one bedroom. That's not uncommon to find around, and that's Vancouver prices. So And we're not making Vancouver wages in Kelowna either. And so as quick as possible so that I'm not paying someone else's mortgage.
Now, Dawn, you're in Vernon. We're in Kelowna, and I'm curious how much difference there is through the Okanagan. If you go, I mean, obviously the population is a bit lower in Vernon and Penticton than in Kelowna, but are you seeing the same pressures on the housing market?
Yes, there's not a lot of inventory in homes that are in the 300,000 range, which is our first-time buyer range. And there's not a lot of new apartments or, you know, townhomes being constructed either in that price range to help. So it'll be interesting with the new construction what it actually brings forth.
David, I'm curious if the apartment you're looking for exists under 300, downtown, two bedrooms. Does it even exist?
Well, that's actually coming from a little bit of research that I did on a couple new builds. And I'm not going to give them free advertising on the radio here, but yes.
You're hoping
yes,
they come along.
That does exist, yeah.
Well, thank you both very much for coming in this morning. Dawn, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And David, thank you.
Thank you.
David Kemp is an articling student at a Kelowna law firm. He hopes to get into the housing market as soon as possible. Dawn Stefanishin is a mortgage broker in Vernon.